Exclusive, Trump National Diversity Coalition's Bruce Lavelle. President's support among blacks, Hispanics will more than double in 2020. By Matthew Boyle on July 22, 2019. Bruce Lavelle, the National Diversity Coalition for Trump Executive Director, said on Sunday evening he predicts President Donald Trump will win even higher levels of support in the black and Hispanic communities in 2020 than he did in 2016. Pastor Daryl Scott is the CEO. "We started this back in 2015. Lavelle said on Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel on Sunday evening about the National Diversity Coalition for Trump. "It is the largest diversity coalition platform in history for a Republican candidate. Not to mention a sitting president, and there are millions of guests that sign on and sign up that are part of this. If you look on the website, you see African Americans for Trump, Haitian Americans for Trump, Korean Americans for Trump, Chinese Americans for Trump, Hispanic Americans for Trump, all very large. They all stand in one agreement that they believe in this great president and that he is here for all and wants everyone to be successful. It's pretty flattering, honestly, to be a part of this. It just totally debunks everything that they try to make him out to be a racist, which he's not. The numbers prove that he's not. You can see where he's rising in terms of the Hispanic vote and the African American vote. It's just really going to be mind-boggling on the next go-around. I guarantee it. It's going to more than double because people are happy, they're working." Lavelle, when asked for his rationale on why he thinks Trump's support in 2020 among blacks and Hispanics will more than double, attributed it to the results President Trump has gotten for those communities. He continued, "Like I said earlier, I think the Opportunity Zones is a sleeper. It has so many moving parts to it where you can sell a piece of property for $2 million and instead of paying that very high capital gains tax, you can identify those funds over the zone. And then, you can build another little hotel or a shopping center for economic empowerment for that community. So there's so many initiatives out there for people of color, like myself, who see opportunities. You know, how about this? You live in a black community under the Trump administration. You walk down the street and say, 'Wow, 98% who live in the community are African American.' And you say, 'Why don't you build that grocery store? Why don't you build that gas station?' 'Wow, you're right. I can.' The programs that are out there, like in the Small Business Administration, you get as little as 5 or 10% down. And they can maturize it to 30 years, and if you're a veteran, they waive the fees. There are so many tools out there, and you saw the president when he adjusted Dodd-Frank last year. That was a terrible, terrible deal they did in 2009 and 2010 that literally almost just choked and killed the business community because of the Dodd-Frank, going in there and regulating these small community banks, which were life support for these small communities, especially in the African American community, where he readjusted that last year and made it work. These are the things this president understands that as a businessman he can bring his lifelong talents to the White House and can help America. The biggest thing about this is, remember, the president is not beholden to any special interest group. This is a very key part of this conversation right here because he can go in there and govern without having to worry about paying back favors." According to NBC News analysis in the immediate aftermath of the 2016 election, Trump actually outperformed now Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, then the former governor of Massachusetts in the 2012 election when it came to both the black and Hispanic communities. Trump claimed 29% of the Hispanic vote on Tuesday, compared to Romney's 27% in 2012, NBC News wrote. With blacks, exit polls show Trump claimed 8% of the vote to the previous Republican nominee's 6%. At first, it was kind of bizarre, Lavelle, who knows Trump well and has known him prior to his run for president, said of the false racism accusations. "Now, it's just plainly un-American. It's so anti-patriotic. You know, the interesting thing about it for me as a black conservative or Republican, I like to define myself as a Frederick Douglass Republican. Most of the name-calling comes from people who actually look like me, 90% of it. It's bizarre, and it's because our thinking process is not lining up with theirs. It's the only playbook they have, like I said earlier, which is, let's just use the race card." Lavelle went on to say, getting back to the president, "I've been around him. I was just with him at the rally in very intimate settings. Behind the scenes at the rally, and you're right, I've traveled with him, been on the plane with him. I've been in private meetings with him. I've talked with him, and you know, let me tell you something. I'm 55 years old, I've lived my whole life in the South, and I'm world-traveled. Let me tell you, I know racism when I see it. This man is nowhere near being a racist. It's so sad because it does such a disservice to this great nation that they would throw that name and throw those words around. I mean, you have people calling Biden racist. They're calling Pelosi racist. They're calling the dog catcher racist because he impounded the black dog instead of the white dog. Come on. What's next? You know, it's kind of sad because it's pretty much watered down things that are legitimate, to where people are just going to get so numb with it. And people are just being like, wow, are you serious? Listen to Bruce LaVale on Breitbart News Sunday.